This is the Mash Pfizer Real Estate Podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week, Episode Number 5. Hey everyone, this is me again, Mike Richardson. I am the Senior Investor Consultant and Product Specialist here at Mash Pfizer. And as of recently, I'm also the host of the Mash Pfizer Real Estate Podcast. I'm so happy to have you all today as the episode number 5 of our podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week. If this is the first time that you hear of the Mash Pfizer platform, let me tell you a little bit more about us. So Mash Pfizer is a real estate investment software platform that helps investors of all backgrounds and experiences find the most lucrative investment properties in the U.S. housing market. We collect real estate data and rental data from dozens of reliable sources to help us evaluate rental potential. Then we apply our artificial intelligence machine learning algorithms to this big data to provide you with the industry-leading investment property analytics. What this means is that by entering a few simple investment criteria such as your preferred market, your budget, your rental strategy, and your expected return, we will provide you with a list of real estate listings which match those criteria and can provide you with excellent return. That's how Mash Pfizer has been able to turn 3 months of real estate research into just 15 minutes. No more spreadsheets and no more manual calculations. But now let's go back to our podcast. If you're looking for the most profitable real estate investments in the U.S., you've come to the right place. At the beginning of each week, I open up the Mash Pfizer platform on my computer, applying some filters, and the Mash Pfizer software pulls out the top performing traditional and Airbnb rental properties of the week. I look at different markets, different price points, rental strategies, in order to make sure that I meet the investment needs and requirements of each one of you. Basically, I do the same kind of research as a senior investor consultant at Mash Pfizer. The only difference is that this time I share these absolutely outstanding investment opportunities with a much wider audience of real estate investors, industry of just my investor clients. So this week, once again, we will look at the top 5 rental properties. These are properties which are currently available for sale, like most listings on Mash Pfizer. They come directly from the MLS before we apply our analysis to discover their investment potential. These 5 properties represent some of the absolutely top investment opportunities in their market. They offer positive cash flow and above average return. If any of these properties catches your attention and you'd like to learn more about it, you can find the link to these listings on our platform in the show notes below. Before we move to the top 5 rental properties of this week, I want to assure you that Mash Pfizer is not involved in the sale of these properties, and we don't make money from selling real estate. All that we do is analyze these investment properties and calculate their expected return income, occupancy rate, cash flow, and cash on cash return, and of course, cap rate, whether you rent them through a traditional or an Airbnb strategy. So guys, here are the top 5 rental properties of this week. First on our list is in Milwaukee. Now, a little bit of background on Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's a great location for investors who are looking to get in with a lower price point. I chose this market because you can find great deals right under $100,000. The price to rent ratio is very well balanced, so it's easy for you to find properties that can easily be rented out and offer a great rate of return. One of these properties is a single family home with address of 5040 North 58th Street. That's in Hampton Heights, Milwaukee, and the zip code is 53218. The asking price is $74,000 for a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom single family home. It has 816 square footage with a great rental value at $890 per month. So this is a well-balanced property. It's newly renovated and ready to be rented out. It's only been on the market for 61 days at this point, and it has a great cap rate at 9.47%. Now, typically at this price point, we are targeting 10%, so it's right below the great rental potential at 10%. Now, this property, if purchased, it has the capability of paying off all of its recurring expenses between insurance, a management fee, maintenance, and taxes to still cash flow. And if you're not doing a cash purchase and you decide to finance, you can put 20% down on a property like this. Your mortgage would be around $250 and you'd be cash flowing right above $300. So this property is a great balanced traditional property for investors who are new, looking into getting into properties that are right below the $100,000 market. So a great property that is cash flowing, paying off its mortgage and its recurring expenses, and its rental value is being achieved with a very low vacancy rate in this neighborhood. So it's a great property if you're interested in exploring a traditional strategy and you are looking for a stable investment. Second on our list is in Gulf Shores, Alabama, an amazing water resort with long beaches, great location. It's very popular for investors who are looking into getting into the vacation rental route. It practically performs over the summer months, so it brings in great traffic. It's very unique in a beautiful location for a potential Airbnb. I came across a single family home in the area with address of 20254 La Savina Drive in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and the zip code is 36542. The asking price is $326,900. It offers 3 bedrooms, 3 baths with 1,620 square footage. I scrolled through some of the pictures on the property. The property is well renovated. It's in a great location. MashFizer is showing great rental potential for the property through Airbnb. It has the potential to generate $3,679 through Airbnb based off comparables in the area. Its recurring expenses are right below $1,500, so this property is cash flowing over $2,000 every single month. It has an outstanding cap rate of 8.13%. Now, typically, with a $326,000 home, we are targeting 4 and 5% through traditional, but this property is above that expectations, providing us with an 8.13%. That's around 170% overall evaluation of the property. And that is including all of its expenses being paid off from insurance, utilities, management, and maintenance, and of course, property taxes. With this example, if we were to purchase this home and we decided to put 20% down, this property will be able to pay off its monthly mortgage, pay off its expenses, and still cash flow around $600 a month. So it's a property that's bringing in over $2,000 in additional value. It has a great occupancy rate of 49%. So it's a property that you can consider that would be a suitable fit for investors who are looking into a potential Airbnb. So feel free to visit this property on our platform. Now, what's also unique about the property is that it also provides a balanced traditional strategy. Typically, when we're exploring Airbnbs, it's always great to have that traditional backbone. It helps us take risk with Airbnb. So with this property, we are able to generate $1,600 through traditional return. It pays off our mortgage and pays off our recurring expenses and gets us into a stable investment if we needed to switch from Airbnb to traditional. So feel free to visit the property on our platform. I think it can be a great fit for people that are looking within price points of $300,000 to $400,000 and are interested in the state of Alabama. So feel free to take a look at this property. Next on our list is in Flagstaff, Arizona. This is a very popular location for people who are interested in outdoors activities. It brings in a lot of great traffic. Especially for people that are looking to go into vacations. We found a great property in the area. The address is 3291 South Ginlan Water Drive. That's in Flagstaff, Arizona, and the zip code is 86001. It's a gorgeous single-family home, very well renovated, gorgeous kitchen. The asking price is $490,000, offering us 4 beds, 3 baths, right over 2,000 square footage at an average price per square footage at $235, which is a great price for that location. Now, this property is more geared to a Airbnb strategy. It has the potential to generate over $60,000 in annual gross. That's $5,314 averagely per month through an Airbnb strategy. This is based off comparables in the area that we've extracted directly from the Airbnb website to help us assess this property's potential. Now, it does have some high expenses like insurance, utilities, management fees, some maintenance, and property taxes. That's a little over $2,000, but the cash flow on this property is $3,000. So a great cap rate of 7.64%. This is a property, if we decided to purchase through financing and we were to put 20% down, we'd easily be able to get in, pay off our monthly mortgage of around $1,600, and still cash flow $1,500 every month. So this is a property that has the capability of generating stable performance through Airbnb, paying off our monthly mortgage, paying off our recurring expenses, cash flowing a great amount, and having the potential of a cash on cash return of around 17%. So this is a suitable fit for investors who are looking for unique locations for traffic for a potential Airbnb investment. This property won't be on the market for long, so feel free to visit the property on our platform and take a look for yourself. Fourth on our list is in the state of California. This is Big Bear Lake, part of the San Bernardino County in Southern California. It's a world-class mountain lake resort area. It's very popular and a great location for Airbnb investors. We found a gorgeous single-family home in the area. The address is 43811 Canyon Crest Drive. That's in Big Bear Lake, and the zip code is 92315. The asking price is $724,888. This is a property that offers you 4 beds, 3 baths, and over 2,000 square footage. Now, the property is well renovated, suitable fit for an Airbnb. It's in a great location, not too far from the lake. And it's in a very nice location in the mountain that you can put on Airbnb. It's only been on the market for 5 days right now. And it's a suitable fit based off the Airbnb comps that we've used to help us evaluate the property. It has the rental potential of over $80,000 in annual gross. That's averaging $7,750 through Airbnb on a monthly basis. Now, it does have some recurring expenses of around $3,152. Those are accumulated through insurance, utilities, management fees, property maintenance, and property taxes. Now, what's really unique about this property is at this price point, when we look at investment properties or second homes, if we were going to be renting them through traditional investments, we would typically be expecting a 3 to 2.5%. It'd be very difficult to find anything above a 3.5%, including management fees. So with a property like this, we're able to cash flow over $4,000 if we purchase the property through cash. Now, based off some of the comparables in the area, the estimated price is $725,000. So the property is marked well. The pricing for the property is very convenient. It's a great property that you can consider. And if you decided to put 20% down, as an example, this property will pay off its monthly mortgage of around $2,300, pay off all of its expenses, and still cash flow $2,000. That's over a 17% cash on cash return with a stable occupancy rate of 68%. This is a gem for investors who are looking into getting into an Airbnb and they are interested in purchasing investment properties in the state of California, especially it being a market with higher price points and not great for rentals. So Airbnb is a great strategy that you can take to get you into the state and still cash flow. So great investment. Feel free to take a look on our platform. As mentioned, a property like this will not be on the market for long, so you need to visit this property as soon as possible. Fifth and last on our list is one of the best market for investors who are looking into investment properties. If it was Airbnb or traditional, this city offers great growth, job opportunities. It's one of the best upcoming markets for investors. We found a great property in this location. That is Tampa, Florida. It's a great market for investors who are looking into either Airbnb or traditional. We found a property in the Tampa International Airport neighborhood. So it's very close and a suitable fit for investors who are looking into Airbnbs. And it also provides a great traditional strategy. So this is one of the best properties I've seen in a while. It's a suitable fit for both strategies. No matter what strategy you decide to take, you will still be cash flowing. The address is 6401 Ambassador Drive, and that's in Tampa, Florida. The zip code is 33615. The asking price is $316,900. It offers you 4 beds, 3 baths, 1,696 square footage. So great price point to get into for an outstanding property that's in Town and Country, the new area in Tampa. It's only been on the market for 6 days right now. And if you decided to purchase this property through Airbnb, you will generate almost $60,000 in annual gross, averaging around $5,000 a month. With some recurring expenses being paid off at $1,800, you will be cash flowing over $2,500 a month. So a great Airbnb investment, providing you with a 10.94% cap rate. That's absolutely outstanding for a $300,000 home. It's priced well, and if you decided to purchase and you wanted to put 20% down, for example, this property will pay off its mortgage, pay off its recurring expenses, and still cash flow around $2,000 a month. The great stable occupancy rate of right above 40%. So there's so much more room that you can add this property to VRBO and other platforms to help you bring in more traffic and even higher rate of return. So great property for investors who are looking into Airbnbs. You'll pay off your insurance fees, your utilities, your management fees, property maintenance, and property taxes. So even if you're out of state, there are local management companies that can help you and still generate great return, and you can use the property for yourself at any point. Now, it still has a $2,200 monthly income through a traditional 12-month lease with a very low vacancy rate of around 5%. This property will pay off its mortgage, its recurring expenses, and through a traditional strategy, still cash flow $500. So you're talking about around $1,500 in value between both your mortgage and your cash flow, putting your cash on cash return at 8% and your cap rate at 5.71%. So this is an outstanding property for investors who are looking and can purchase in the area with this price point, anywhere between $300,000 to $400,000. It's one of the best properties I've seen on the market personally for an investor who wants to explore both strategies, Airbnb and traditional. You can do great with Airbnb, and at any point you need to switch over to traditional, you'll have that capability and you'll still be able to cash flow. So these are the 5 absolutely best investment properties in the U.S. market for this week. Now remember that you can find the link to these listings on MashFizer in the show notes. By clicking on the link, you will see not only the property's address and features, but also all of the detailed analysis I was discussing. Moreover, our platform is highly interactive, which means that you can adjust any of these numbers and you can recalculate and play around and tweak the numbers as you please. For example, if you plan to renovate this property to ask for a higher rental cap, you can really customize things based off your search and interest. So guys, this week's episode is almost coming to an end. Next week, I'll be back with another 5 amazing properties. Now, before I go, I want to offer you something special. I'm going to share with you a deal that's only available for the listeners of our podcast. This is a 7-day free trial of our platform with an additional 15% discount on our quarterly or annual subscriptions after you've completed the trial. So you'll have a chance to test out the product and get a great discount. This will drop the price from $50 a month to $42 a month. And if you are interested in getting started, the promo code is TOP5. That is capital T, capital O, capital P, and then the number 5. And this week, I have one more gift for you. If you'd like to schedule a consulting meeting with me to discuss the best rental strategy for you and your investment needs, you can schedule a timing on my calendar absolutely free. You simply go to the MashFizer platform and you click on schedule demo. My name will come up and you can easily get in touch with us. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed hearing about the best 5 rental properties this week. I'll be back next week with more exciting opportunities. Meanwhile, happy investing.